Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Good morning on a gloomy Thursday. Rainy and cloudy. We're going to get to Ryan Day's comments, what he wants to see with the new college football playoff later this hour. The NBA reimagining their All-Star game, and the NBA Finals start tonight. Mm-hmm. Got what you wanted. Are you going to watch? John, the Tigers, how many All-Stars are they going to have at the Midsummer Classic in Atlanta? Ballots are out as of yesterday.
I was thinking a lot about this yesterday because I asked Gator that question during crosstalk if he would set the over-under for me on how many he thought the Tigers would have.
Look at knowing you, that setting it was, betting lines. I like
well,
this.
Well, yeah, I know. Yes, you have an evil influence. Because the voting opened up at noon yesterday. Mm-hmm. And I think we can all agree, I don't know, we're going out on a limb here to think that Tarek Skubal is an all-star.
Yeah, no bleep. Right, he's going to be
yes,
there.
Yeah. So you got to lock in there. And I agree that I think Riley Green
yes,
numbers is going to get the nod again.
Among AL outfielders, top three in basically every major category, he should be there.
So you've got two. And then after that, it starts to get a little fuzzy.
Mm-hmm.
You've got guys that are playing really good for the Tigers. They have the best record in Major League Baseball. And you would think a team going into, you know, the start of All-Star voting, people would look and say, okay, well, what's going on with the Tigers? I just don't know that there's going to be a lot of people that are doing a lot of research before they vote. Now, this is not, we're not talking about players or coaches. We're just talking about fan voting right now.
Mm-hmm.
Does Gleyber Torres deserve to be an All-Star?
Leads all AL second baseman in OPS.
I would say yes. So there's three. After that, it starts to get even a little bit more fuzzy because Torque, while he started off hot, has cooled off in terms of batting average because we know fans aren't always going to look at OPS. They're not going to look at WAR.
Fine. How about
they're
not home runs? He leads all first basemen in home runs, John. Is that an easy enough category for people?
Well, the competition's a little stiffer at first base.
I know Goldschmidt's having a good year. Vladdy's got the name recognition.
And I think that's where, at least in fan voting, it somewhat becomes who was there last year.
Popularity.
A little bit of a popularity contest because then you think about some of the other guys. Canely, I think he deserves to be in the All-Star game. You go down the list. There are a lot of guys that are having, quote-unquote, All-Star caliber seasons. But yeah. I don't know. I think that there's so much recognition going around. I don't know if there's necessarily a highlight on Kerry Carpenter.
I counted as many as eight names. Now, I am not telling you the Tigers will get nor should get eight All-Stars. That's ridiculous. But I counted as many as eight in contention for spots. Keep in mind, it's the All-Star starters, but the reserves as well. There's 20 position players who make it. So if you're within the top two at your position, you got a decent shot to make the All-Star game. You could certainly argue Torque is in the top two among AL first basemen. Same with Torres. You already mentioned Green. You already mentioned Skubal. Kerry Carpenter, he's in the top six in AL outfielders in homers and OPS. If he starts getting going in the middle of the lineup, I think he can make a real case.
Yeah.
Dylan Dingler isn't going to be
awesome.
He's not going to start because Cal Raleigh's having a great year for the Mariners. But when we asked AJ to stump for somebody, he brought up Dingler. And Dingler's second in catcher framing, so some of the defense, and we know he's swinging a hot bat. So I'd at least throw him in the convo. And while I think Hader and Chapman are probably your best relievers in the AL, Vest and Canely both have ERAs under two, whips under one. Mm-hmm. One of the two should make the All-Star game. So that's how I got to eight different names.
So, yeah, I mean, I think there are eight contenders. But when I asked Gator that, I think he came up with, I think he thought three.
Okay.
I would probably...
I'd set the line at 3.5. I think four is a real argument.
I would hope, especially if the team continues to play that the way that they play, if they still have the best record in Major League Baseball, because it wraps up at the end of June, correct? Or no, but there's a second voting that happens in July. It's weird.
I know. It's been a minute since we've had so many names. I mean, for years it was which token reliever are we going to get in the game? Last year we finally got two, and now we're going double it.
Yeah.
How many can we get?
I think the realistic number is probably four.
Okay.
Because we got Scooble Green. I think Torres gets in.
And then a reliever? Dingler will get left out because he'll take a more veteran catcher. The managers won't pick him.
When you're talking about the top two first basemen, I think Torque might get that nod.
Okay. Well, then you can make a case for five because I think a reliever is going to be there too. And they have one of the best bullpens in all of baseball. I mean, it's not at all ridiculous that the best team in baseball would have five All-Stars.
The best record in baseball.
Right.
Because you didn't have them as the best team in baseball yesterday.
I knew you were going to bring that up.
Yeah, Mr. Okay. Power Surge. I'm going to hijack the Power Surge and I'm going to contradict myself on the very next day.
I mean, the Dodgers will be well represented too out of the National League.
Yeah, sorry, that's contradict. Yes. Little.
What did he say? Just okay.
Just skip over that.
I heard it.
248-539-9797. Ticket texter says.
Of course you did.
What does that mean?
Heather's the one. I swear, Heather is the one that has influenced me more than anything.
Oh, come on.
Well, you were here before he was.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You've been at this longer. You were with Stoney. It all goes back to Stoney, right?
He's maybe the godfather, right? That's kind of where it starts. That's where the rewind features are. I'll go back. I'll catch what you said. Scooble, Torres, and Canely are all locks. Texter says Green, Torque, and Dingler are borderline. Could get as many as six All-Stars for the Tigers.
Yeah. I mean, you could. I think it'll be less than that, but it'll be interesting to see how it works itself out.
I'd like to see Torkelson and or Carpenter in the home run derby.
I would love to see Carp in the home run derby. I think his stance, his swing, it's a little bit more effortless. And I think because the home run derby is almost a endurance
at
event.
At this point, yeah.
At this point. So I think he just has a better chance to, you know, reload and continue to go after it. I would love to see one of the Tigers in it.
I have no idea. I'm sure someone has done an update to this. Does it mess with your swing or not? I know that's like the old wives' tale. Like if you hit in the home run derby, it's going to screw up your swing in the second half. Do you have any concern with that?
Well, I would hate for him to keep swinging a home run bat throughout the second half of the season.
But you've heard this before.
Yes.
I'm not making this up.
I know, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know that there's any data to back it up or any merit. And it's probably guy specific, right? Like if you are changing your swing to sell out for the derby, maybe it messes with you.
I don't know that Pete Alonso has really suffered from that. I don't think Shohei Ohtani has really suffered from that.
No.
So.
And if you're a pure home run hitter, you're just, to your point, going to keep swinging your swing in the second half of the season. Texter says, are we really not expecting to get screwed? Detroit always gets screwed. It'll be Scooble. And maybe your reserve always happens that way. Detroit versus everybody.
No, well, okay, they didn't get screwed last year.
No, they had two deserving All-Stars.
Yeah, and I think those two guys will be in the All-Star game again.
And here's the other thing, guys. You can vote.
Yes, you can. It's voting opened up yesterday at noon.
If the AL manager doesn't pick our guys as reserves, fine.
Is there a guy?
But if you don't get enough votes, then that's.
Who would be most disappointing for you if you go Scooble and Green? We'll call
those are the locks.
Those are locks. Of the other guys, Torque, Canely, Torres, Carp, Dingler, and Vest, who would be most upsetting to you that didn't get in?
Probably Canely. Followed by Torres, then Torque. And I think Torres and Torque are going to be in the group of two or three guys for two or three spots, and it's going to come down to how they hit the next 4 weeks.
Yeah. I don't know. I I think the guy that I might be most disappointed now, he's going to have many years if he continues doing what he's doing and even gets a little bit better. Dylan Dingler.
The reason I didn't say him is there's not a case for him to get the starting spot. There is a case for Torque and Torres to get a starting spot. Cal Raleigh's just too good that you're going to be at the mercy right. of, not fan vote, the mercy of Aaron Boone.
Right, yeah.
Whether he takes him or any other, he may take a veteran catcher instead who he feels is more deserving of the career accolade.
Right, and that's where it, I don't know that it's necessarily politics, but it does play into it.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of guys that will say, well, you know, okay, it's his first year in the big leagues. Let's make him earn it another year. That's a real thing. So I just don't know. I mean, that with the season that he has had to this point and the fact that he's had to step in, now he's got a better bat than Jake Rogers, but Jake Rogers is so good behind the plate. And he caught every inning last year in the postseason. To be able to step in and really take over that position, given the opportunity, step in, step up, is what he's done.
Can you guys tell me if you think Zach McKinstry would make the All-Star team? No.
Is that a ticket text question?
Yeah, that's a ticket texter question. Yeah.
Yeah, no, I don't think so.
No, I don't think so either.
No.
As much as I want to play the little fire up chips button right in front of me, I don't think so. I agree with Gator. They'll get three players in. We'll keep collecting these. 248-539-9797. It's 97-1. Guys, if you find yourself injured in a car accident, you need a law firm that cares about you, that's going to go the extra mile. That's KG Law. I know Lawrence KG. He's a Detroiter. He built his business on the idea of getting you the biggest possible payout, but also looking after you when you need it most. You're not going to be left in the dark wondering what's going on with the case. They're not going to cut corners. They're not going to settle for a low amount. If you or a loved one has been injured in a car accident, you need to call KG Law now. K-A-J-Y. That's kgcares.com. Check them out. kgcares.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, The hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
That's an epic game one of what should be a great Stanley Cup final. Draisaitl didn't score a goal in last year's seven-game series. He scored the first, and he scored the last last night.
And Connor McDavid was everything you thought the best player currently on planet Earth would be.
They dominated the third period. They dominated overtime. They came back. They won on home ice. The crowd looked awesome. They sang the anthem. The singer was in the stands with the fans. The atmosphere looked great.
And that was my takeaway last night. I don't really care who wins the Stanley Cup. But what I want is what I saw last night. I want that back in Detroit. It's been so long. And I know there's a lot of people that remember. A lot of people will never forget that feeling. And those are the ones that probably want it even more because they do know what it's like.
Edmonton has a lead in the Stanley Cup final for the first time since 1990. Mm. They are experiencing their moment. Now, I think Florida's got a lot to say about it.
Yeah, they experienced a moment.
I expect a seven-game series. From the Wings standpoint, yeah, dude. Like, we're so far removed from that. We want the cup chance. Just the thrill of an OT game deep in the Stanley Cup playoffs.
So I've got to imagine if the Wings were to get back on track and have a run like that, it's got to be similar for you because you were growing up in those Stanley Cup days. Now, we experienced it, but that wasn't my introduction to sports. It sounds like that was your introduction to sports. It's probably like my introduction was 84 and the Tigers. And then I'm on this ride now. And early 2000s we had it, but this is the ride that I'm on right now. And I got to imagine it would be very similar to you for the Wings to do that.
So yeah, it becomes very personal. I'm 4 years old when they win the 97 Cup. So my entire life, all I know is the Wings are a dynasty. They're great. They have Hall of Famers. The 02 Cup, I'm like about to turn 10. They win another cup when I'm in high school.
Yeah.
So it's just like this perfect... It takes me back to my childhood if they were ever to get good again. And instead, I've professionally gone this route and all they've done is kick me in the pants every turn they get because this is the longest drought in franchise history without them even making the postseason. Yes, John, it would be euphoric to get them back in this spot again. Mm-hmm. We had some thoughts on the Tigers in the All-Star game. The ballots are out. I was simmering on it. I think I expect five. And here's how I got there. Green and Scooble, right? We both agree, and Scooble. I expect them to get one of Canely or Vest.
Okay.
And then Torque and Torres. Now, maybe I should say one of Torque and Torres and go with four, but I still think it's going to be more than the three that Gator set yesterday. I'm going to be optimistic about this.
Yeah, I think realistically, I think you're right. It's going to be one of the relievers, Scooble, Green, and I think Torres has a better chance than Torque.
Because
some of it is history.
Well, how about this point for Torres? He leads his position in OPS. If he doesn't get in as the fan vote, the manager is his old manager. Does he give him a little boost?
Or is he mad that he left?
Okay, fair point. Then we're going to be relying on Torkelson.
There's always two sides of the coin.
We're going to get to Ryan Day's proposal for the college football playoff. Is he right? That's at 8:50. The NBA will start their finals tonight. This is what people wanted, right? You wanted the no more super team. Yeah. Anybody can win small markets.
There's a lot of NBA talk that sounds like there's something that a lot of people wanted.
They are making another twist with their All-Star game. So basically, the NBA has given us what we want. Do we care? We'll get to that at 8:35. First, let's get to Heather with the news.
So more and more people in Michigan are visiting the ER after misusing nitrous oxide. It's becoming a growing problem, apparently. State health officials are warning residents about the rise in nitrous oxide-related emergencies, noting that there has been a significant increase in ER visits related to the recreational use of nitrous oxide. So here's some stats. From 2019 to 2024, calls to the Michigan Poison and Drug Information Center increased by 533%.
Oh, boy.
And then from 2019 to 2023, ER visits due to the misuse of the drug increased by 757% just in Michigan. And one doctor says that he has seen significant increases involving neurological and cardiovascular effects, obviously related to nitrous oxide.
So is this something that is inhaled?
Yes. Like
I'm okay. Call me an idiot. I don't know.
Yeah. Like, I've never done it. I can't tell you the ins and outs of it by any means, but I know like Stoney could, talking about going, he shared his stories. I would go to the grocery store and grab like cans of whipped cream, you know, like because they're in the aerosol dispensers. Oh, so
they're sniffing.
I guess. I don't know. I have no idea.
Yeah.
We all look around. Anyone want to share a story?
All right, let's call Stoney. Let's go.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, you can also order it online. You can get it from like vape shops, things like that. And it's kind of targeted towards younger individuals because it comes in different flavors and colors, right? So anyway, it's a rising problem, clearly. Former Lions player Jake McQuaid. Did you hear this story? It was kicked out of a church over the weekend after he stood up and raised some questions about alleged pornography use by the priest.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. So McQuaid, a long snapper, played 9 games with the Lions during the 2023 season. Anyway, over the weekend, he was at Our Lady of the Visitation. This was in Ohio. And apparently at this church, tensions are really high because there was a member of the church who reported seeing some like porn thumbnails on a laptop, like some links open, and everyone wasn't happy about this, not just McQuaid, everyone. And during a mass over the weekend, a letter was read to the congregation basically shutting down all the allegations. These are all false. None of this is true, but everyone was unhappy. And he stood up and was like, I need a little more clarification on this. And he was told, nope, no time for discussion, not going to happen. And then things got a little heated. He got a little loud and he was escorted. They actually had police there because they knew that this was not going to go over well. So police were already there at the church and escorted him out. No charges were filed.
No, but good for him for standing up, though.
Yeah.
Arnold Schwarzenegger was stunned to see his son, Patrick, follow in his footsteps with a nude scene in The White Lotus. So the father-son duo recently sat down for Variety's Actors on Actors series and they chatted about Patrick's breakout role in The White Lotus, and also the fact that they seem to have some things in common. And it's funny because people online have reacted to this reaction, and some people think his reaction is, quote, weird and creepy, inappropriate.
Really?
That's what people are saying, that they should have had this talk privately, but others are saying, dude, he's just being a dad. He was hilarious and awkward, and that's the best way to be.
Yeah, I mean, we make awkward moments more awkward.
Yeah.
I mean, in the White Lotus, we'll do that to you.
You had a similar moment.
Yeah.
You don't even know the scenes that were filmed for this season of The White Lotus with Patrick Schwarzenegger because they are, it's not just the nudity. It's what's happening is
with his brother?
Disturbing. Yeah. Yes, with his brother.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I, you know what? Hey, you could give all the spoilers you want. I'm not watching.
Well, okay. I'm not going to spoil the whole thing here. That would be a little too graphic, I think. California.
If you do it, you have to do it in Arnold's accent.
Oh my gosh. Well, that's what makes it so good, too. Yeah. It's his voice, right? Like, he starts talking and you instantly start smiling because it's just so happy, right? It's perfect. There's a high school track star in California that basically was just stripped. Wasn't basically. She was stripped of her state title because of how she celebrated after winning the race. So sophomore Clara Adams crossed the finish line. She just won the 400 meter. Happened on Saturday. She ran over to her dad. Her dad was very proud. They're celebrating. Her dad's also one of her coaches. And her dad handed her a fire extinguisher. And she used it to then spray her feet, right? Like, her shoes are
on fire.
She's so fast. And it sounds like it went over well with the crowd. People were loving it. Everyone had a great reaction, except for the California Interscholastic Federation, who saw it as unsportsmanlike and decided to disqualify her, which means she was stripped of her title. And then she also wasn't given the opportunity to compete in the 200-meter race that was to follow, which she probably would have won as well. It's interesting because we did this earlier and there's people who are like, well, she She should have been disqualified.
She should have won with class.
Right.
She did this off the track, on the side.
Yeah.
It's not her fault that everybody else can't handle a little fun.
And she was imitating somebody who has done this same celebration at a much higher level in the Olympics. U.S. Olympic gold medalist did the same thing.
Maurice Greene.
Yes. So, I mean, she's imitating somebody who was able to do it at a very, very high level. And he wasn't stripped of his U.S. medal, right? Because of his celebration.
Right.
So it is interesting. And he's even weighed in and said, hey, they should probably reinstate her. They should go back and maybe
we're allowing so many celebrations at the professional level. It's ridiculous to think that the amateurs aren't going to follow the same path or do the same things.
If you're a parent, you probably are familiar with the concept of tummy time. Right, where you have your baby on their tummy. It's good for their back, their neck muscles.
Yeah.
You're supposed to, there's so many hours or like minutes you're supposed to spend on their tummy. Yeah. Anyway.
I try and get a little tummy time after a big meal.
Well, hey, this is perfect then. You're on trend, John.
Oh, I am.
Yes, because the latest TikTok trend is adult tummy time.
Adult tummy time.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Which is basically the exact same thing except for adults. So content creators say that you should spend about 10 or more minutes every day doing maybe you're reading a book, maybe you're watching TV, whatever, on your tummy. And it's supposed to like counteract tech neck.
The slouching that we all do.
Because we're all like crunched, slouched over our phone, over our laptop, over our computer. Yeah. So if you do tummy
bend
time.
Bend the other way.
Yeah, so they say you're counteracting.
How many minutes of tummy time should we be getting?
10 minutes of tummy time per day.
And that counteracts all of the slouching we're doing?
I don't know for how many days. Okay. You know, like how long would it take? That's what they say.
Okay.
The more you know.
Yeah,
take cute photos of yourself too. You know, like you do with your baby.
Yeah. Nah, that'll be up to the kids.
It's true.
Role reversal.
All right, end of the hour. Ryan Day.
Oh, he rolled over.
Yeah, now he's stuck on his back. Let's see if he can get up.
We played some audio.
Someone go help Dad.
We played some audio of Arnold Schwarzenegger talking about weenies. We'll get to Ryan Day. Speaking of weenies, end of the hour, his proposal for the college football playoff. You got it. You got exactly what you wanted. We'll get to that next. 97.1.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
But you guys let us know, because I would think in Detroit, we would look at the Thunder and go, that's the model that we can follow. Defense, largely homegrown, did this brick by brick, missed the playoffs, second round of the playoffs, finals, led by one truly great player, and then some others that have come up along the way. I mean, that's what we're hoping to do here is Cade plus, like Cade's our SGA, and then can Asar be Jalen Williams or Jalen Duren turn into that kind of player, or Jaden Ivey turn into that kind of player. I would think we'd celebrate what the Thunder are doing, and I just don't feel like it even matters to people.
If you're looking for something, for a reason to watch this series, they're both young teams. They're both extremely athletic teams. I think this is going to be a fast-paced game, a fast-paced series. I don't know that there's any, hey, you know, pull the ball back and let's run a little bit of offense and see if we can get a good three.
No.
No, it is going to be running up and down the floor for the entire time.
It shouldn't be you're not catching your breath.
No.
Because it's going to be up and down. Ticket Texture has the stat that I was alluding to. Players who have won the scoring title, the MVP, and a finals MVP. Kareem in 71, back when he was Lou Alcindor.
Lou Al.
Jordan did it 4 times and Shaq did it once. End of list. Let's get to Bobby in Westland. Bobby, you're on 97.1.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Good morning, Bobby.
I think it's just a familiarity thing, the newness of the teams. They're not attractive teams, but that doesn't mean they're not great teams. I'm not going to tune in because, it's going to be the greatest thing, the most glamorous thing to watch. But what I'm saying is this. I do not want to see LeBron James. I do not want them to pump this Laker garbage down our throats again. And I guarantee you guys, if it was the Pistons, we wouldn't have this topic right now.
Of course.
This would not be the subject this morning. I mean, we'd be damn there overblown with the Pistons being in the finals. Mm-hmm. So I'm only saying that because when the Pistons were in the finals before, it was the greatest thing since, toast. And I just want the teams to come out to play good, to play the ball that I like, which is OKC. I don't like OKC. I don't like Indiana. But the type of ball that these guys play, man, this is what I want to see. This is what I want to see promoted in the NBA.
Yeah, you want to support it.
Not super teams. Go ahead.
No, you want to support it.
I just like to see it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I want to support it because guarantee you, if we're there, it's going to be exciting basketball. And I'm looking forward to the Pistons improving, doing what they need to do. Now is their time to do it, man. You got Indiana. They've taken out a couple teams, and then the team they beat took out a couple great teams in the Eastern Conference. This is the time for the Pistons to really put their full effort, put their foot down on the gas, and do what they need to do to get us a championship and or into Eastern Conference finals.
Yeah, but Bobby, let me ask you this question. If this is the time for them to do it, then what is it you want them to do this offseason? What's the move that you want them to make?
I think one move. I don't think it has to be multiple moves because you don't want to disrupt the chemistry right now. Again, we did have two starters. One starter and one guy off the bench, if you will. I would say Stewart is a starter, but I think we're too small. We need at least one big wing guy that can shoot. Mm-hmm. We already got the defense, so we don't really have to concentrate on bringing a guy in that plays them both. but somebody that got like a stretch. I think you guys talked about it a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, Bobby. Stretch four.
Yeah, you bring a stretch guy in there. Thanks.
Yeah, like a bigger wing or a four that can shoot, that you can play those lineups. I mean, you have to retain the shooting you have, so figure out what you're doing with Beasley and Hardaway and all that. Full season out of Ivy.
Here's a great point on Twitch. In terms of just the scene, what feels like maybe a lack of interest in the NBA Finals. It says, sorry, West Coast teams start games at 10 p.m. and the best players in the league is on the West Coast.
Oklahoma Central time.
Well, is it Central time?
Yeah. Look, I get it. We get up early. An hour does matter. An hour later does matter. I don't know what it is. The other thing the NBA is trying to do is spruce up their All-Star game, give people what they wanted. We loved it in hockey. Did you see Adam Silver saying yesterday the plan is to do USA versus the world for the All-Star game?
Yeah, I'm curious how this one's going to work. Because if you start looking at the team that the world can put together, now you go to the Olympics and you expect USA to win because all of those guys are for their country, not for the world. Mm-hmm. Do you think the U.S. has a chance?
We would not be favored.
I wouldn't think so.
Doesn't that add something to it, though? We're finally going to be challenged, pushed. Because on the Olympic stage, it's nice when, you know, France perks up for a second. But if the U.S. plays their best, they win. That's not the case.
No.
In a matchup with the world where the other side gets Jokic and Giannis, and SGA's Canadian, so we don't get him on Team USA. Like, I think it'll create a little more of what we saw in hockey.
That's the hope. But I think in practice, in reality, are these guys going to play hard in a game like that? Or will we get the same effort that we saw in the Four Nations?
I don't think they're going to fight one another, John.
Okay, well, yes. We may not have within 9 seconds the first fight. But my question is, will they give as much effort as we saw outside the fights? I mean, guys were flying around in that Four Nations. That was something that they wanted bad. I don't know that we'll see that same effort in any iteration of an NBA All-Star game.
I like the effort, though. I like the attempt. I think it's something to spruce it up. If you can get even 10% more effort out of these guys, it'd go a long way. All right, end of the hour, we're going to get to Ryan Day, his thoughts on changing college football playoffs moving forward, and a Lions trade proposal in the 9 o'clock hour. It's 97.1.
Hey, it's Heather Park. Verizon thought of a lot of different ways they could show their appreciation for our active military members and veterans, like rolling out the red carpet at our stores, giving them their own personal marching band, or throwing them a bumping shindig. Well, at Verizon, they're doing all of that in the form of special military discounts. That's why we're giving military and veteran families mobile plans with the military discount, starting at just $25 per line per month for 4 lines on unlimited welcome with autopay plus taxes and fees. Plus, our 3-year price lock guarantee, excluding taxes and fees. Think of it as our way of flying a squadron of jets overhead while launching fireworks. Now that's what I call a celebration. Visit your local Detroit Verizon store to learn more. Discount for personal lines only for military and veterans. Approved verification documents required. $30 per line per month for 4 lines, less $20 account discount. Auto pay and paper-free billing required. For unlimited welcome plan in times of congestion, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms apply.
They put up 4 in the first, win 5-4 against the White Sox. Dan Dickerson on the call. Colt Keith with a big knock late in the game. And by knock, I mean bloop. Game of inches.
It is. It just fell in the right spot at the right time.
Tigers will wrap up their series with the White Sox later today. And then it's the Cubs in town this weekend.
I know. There's a lot of buildup for this weekend. There is no matter where you go. And I know it was part of the 2 Grand Slam. We asked the question. It felt to us like that should have been a no-brainer. Everywhere I have been in the last couple of days, people have talked about Tigers Cubs series this weekend.
And the whispers of maybe a World Series preview?
Possibly.
I've heard people talking about that too.
Sure.
We'll have a lot of fun with that on Friday's show. Ryan Day has come out and thrown his 2 cents into what he thinks should happen with a college football playoff expansion. He says, quote, we're the Big Ten. We have 18 teams, some of the best programs in the country. I feel we deserve at least 4 automatic qualifiers. Notice how he said at least. I mean, he'd be open to 5 or even 6 automatic qualifiers. Deserve versus earned is the issue I take with this. He points out if you don't have these automatic qualifiers, you're less likely to play a game like we have with Texas this year. It just won't make sense. No, Ryan, it would. Winning would bolster your resume. Now, I know what he's going to say, but if we lose, we'll be punished, to which I would say, welcome to professional sports, you weenie. This is how competition works. You're rewarded when you win. You're punished when you lose. When you tell me we deserve 4 spots because we exist in the Big Ten, that's not we're going to go out and earn them. Ryan, the reality is you're going to get 4 damn near every year. But the off year you wouldn't? You didn't deserve them. Why should any conference be guaranteed beyond their conference champion, because we want to reward that? Why should we reward the team that finishes 4th? In the Big Ten or the SEC? It makes no sense to me.
I'm glad you don't have a button down on today, because you puff that chest out enough, you're going to pop a couple
That's
buttons
right,
on there.
Loser. Yeah. Soft ass Ryan Day.
Yes.
yeah, you're with me on that. Come on. Yeah. You can puff your chest out too.
And I am also with you, and I agree. I would much rather have it earned than auto bids, because I think we all believe that the SEC and the Big Ten are the most stacked conferences in football.
Yes.
They're in almost every single year going to get 4, 5, or 6.
So I went back to last year to prove this point. If we had taken 16 teams, just 1 through 16, the Big Ten would have had 4, Oregon, Penn State, Ohio State, Indiana. The SEC would have had 6. Without any automatic qualifiers, they would have had Georgia, Texas, Tennessee, Bama, Ole Miss, and South Carolina. Remember the debate about Bama versus Ole Miss versus South Carolina? They all would have made it, which is part of why I don't like 16, but
right.
You don't need to guarantee yourself spots. You're going to be handed them anyway. I mean, the Big 12 would have had 1 last season. They had 1 in the top 16. It was Arizona State. The ACC would have had 3, SMU, Miami, and Clemson, and the last 2 would have been Notre Dame and Boise. Would have been totally fine without guaranteeing anybody any spots.
I agree. I want auto bids. I want the seeding. I want the 16 best teams. It doesn't have to be auto bids. I don't think that you have to have this gift given to you every year, because you will go out and earn it. But I do somewhat agree with his thinking of, well, if we're going to, we went from 14 teams to 18, and who did we add? Well, we added Washington, who's been to the college football playoffs. We've added Oregon, who's been to the college football playoffs. We added USC.
They'll make it.
We'll make it. I mean, they'll eventually be back to being USC. Okay, and UCLA. Everybody's got to add a Cape Cuck.
A what word?
A cupcake.
Cupcake.
Yeah, sorry. Got my...
He's done it again.
Yeah. Rough day with the linguists.
It's all good, dude. Just want to make sure we got it right.
So... when you think about it,
that other thing might mean something different. But anyway. Yeah.
Now, I understand the difficulty when Heather does her news, and I can't stop laughing. Mm-hmm. But when you add teams like that, and you do have a conference. So the original problem is that the conference is too big. 18 teams is too many. You are going to have a lot of really good teams playing other good teams, and you're going to take on losses. You're going to take on water. So why would you expose yourself that in the non-conference? If you have the choice of scheduling Texas versus Bowling Green, you're probably going to schedule Bowling Green at that point.
Well, okay, but then
you have the auto bids, because it's all about risk versus reward.
But that same logic would apply with the auto bids. Why would I play Texas? Because if I lose, I'll get seeded lower. I shouldn't play Texas because then I'll get seeded higher, because I'll get a win against a cupcake. The same logic would apply whether we do the AQs or not. It's just, do you want to schedule these games and risk it or not? And if the answer is nobody wants to risk it, then we may have to get more standardized scheduling.
Well, and standardized scheduling would go along with this. If you're going to get those automatic bids, then you should also require the SEC to go 9 conference games.
Yeah.
So now you're comparing apples to apples. And it should also involve, I know that there was one thrown out there, I threw it out earlier today, where you have 3 non-conference games, but one of them is a crossover between the SEC and the Big Ten. I'd be fine with that. I have no problem with that. Best 2 conferences should always play each other. I would also open it up to, it has to be one of the Power Four. One of those three non-conference games has to be against the Power Four team, or throw in Notre Dame.
Sure. Yeah, they got to do something. Is anybody on board with Ryan Day's proposal? It's not unique to him. It's been floated out. The automatic qualifiers giving at least four to the Big Ten and at least four to the SEC.
Would also give at least two to the ACC and the Big 12.
And then the remaining group would be, there'd be three spots left. I'm sure Notre Dame would have a special spot reserved for them.
Mm-hmm.
Plush leather, all the best for Notre Dame.
And you have one of the, you know, the automatic qualifier for the one.
The poverty teams.
Yeah, the group of five.
Yeah, we can say what people actually think of us. We're a bunch of programs that don't deserve to be there, but we'll get a token seat.
And directional
then,
schools.
And then there'd be one floater to get you to 16.
Whoa, floaters?
One at large.
It tells you exactly where this system is.
Yeah,
when you're looking for floaters.
248-539-9797. What do you want to do with four automatic spots? Or should it just be the best teams? John, I think one of the other fears with doing automatic qualifiers is even within the Big Ten, the schedules aren't even. So let's say I'm the Minnesota Golden Gophers and I have a year where I don't play Michigan or Ohio State or Oregon. And I finished with one of the four best records in the Big Ten. I'm in the playoff. That's silly. We should have the ability to go, well, hold on. You don't have any marquee wins and you finished fourth in the conference. We're going to leave you out.
Right. Well, and then you also have a case of Indiana where, yeah, they're not playing anybody, but then they also, they do play Michigan, but Michigan is on a really bad year. And
right.
You do play Ohio State, but that's the one you lose.
Yeah. We'll keep the conversation rolling post-update. We also have a trade proposal for the Detroit Lions from a major publication. It's 97.1.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.